It's Radio Border's 25th birthday show, and with me now is the one and only Hugh Brown.
Good morning, Danny. Isn't it amazing, 25 years of Radio Border's?
So you started when you were 10?
Just about 11.
So how did you start, Hugh? What was your first show?
Well, do you know what? I'd met the late lamented Rod Webster before the station opened up at Radio 4th. And at that time, I was working for Radio Clyde doing programmes. And Rod had made up the schedule at that point. So he didn't have a show for me to do. And I thought, well, that's that. But, you know, he said he'd keep me in mind. Well, a few weeks after the station opened, I got this frantic phone call from Rod saying, what are you doing this weekend? I've got a great opportunity for you. Could you do the Saturday 8 till 11? I said, yeah, that'll be all right, Rod. And that was the start of it. Just a few weeks after the station opened, I think some of the folk that had originally started doing the programmes hadn't quite worked out, let's put it that way. So Hugh's Company was born on a Saturday morning. Shortly after that, I went away on holiday. And when I came back from holiday, Rod again said, I've got a great opportunity for you, this new show. We'll call it Golden Brown. And you and I were just saying that all the shows on Radio Borders, virtually yes. All the shows had to be called after a song, because you'd use that as the theme tune. And Golden Brown worked really well. The Stranglers, of course, 1982. And one of the interesting things about Golden Brown, I'll put this one in here, was when I interviewed Hugh Cornwell of the Stranglers. I was really looking forward to it. Had him live on the show. And, you know, he was one of the most difficult people to interview. And he didn't want to talk about the Stranglers. He wanted to talk about his solo material. And at one point, he almost swore live on air and you know, was about to tell me to move on, I think, in the nicest possible terms. So that wasn't an easy interview. It's one of those things, you know, how you look forward to talking to them, you think they're really going to be brilliant. And it just wasn't. Whereas other ones, Lulu, meeting the lovely Lulu, and she was fantastic. Other people like David Payson of Pilot, who was in the studio live with me. Don
I was
Powell
very envious when I saw that picture of him, because Pilot were great in the 70s, one of my favourite bands.
He's still great now, and he does a lot of gigs and plays for a lot of other people too. And he was such a lovely guy. And he sang Just a Smile live. And it was fun. It was just, you know, there were shivers down the back of my spine when he sang that. He was a great guest.
I did hear that. And just tell us about the sports show, because you did the sports show for a number of years.
I did, and many happy memories of the sports show, particularly one from 1996 when I broadcast the show live from Murrayfield, from the first ever, the inaugural RBS Cup final between Hoyk and Watsonians. And it was a fantastic afternoon, 23,000 fans in Murrayfield. And Hoyk, of course, lifted the cup by 17 points to 15. There was myself and Rod, Gary Parker, Atho Innes, and it was just and Stuart McCulloch too. It was an amazing afternoon. And I remember once the stadium emptied at around about 5:15 and everybody had gone home, I handed back to the studio here at Radio Borders to a very, very young Keith Clarkson, who took us through to 6 o'clock.
Poor Keith. He did start when he was very young, about 7 or something. Athol and Davy are on today, of course, as part of the 25th birthday celebrations. And what great characters they were.
Oh, absolutely.
And still are.
There are some stories I can't tell you about Davy Watkins on air, because he told some of them on air and nearly got us taken off air, if you know what I mean. But I remember being at Shielfield doing a commentary with Davy on a Berwick Rangers home match, and I had this lovely pair of new black jeans on, and what happened? This lovely seagull pooed all over them twice.
Well, Hugh, thank you very much. It's been fantastic talking to you this morning about the shows over the years. I know that I've really enjoyed them, and I'm sure the listeners have as well.
Yes, it's been fantastic to be part of the history of Radio Borders. And I really can't believe that it is 25 years today since the station opened. And it is just great. I want to wish everyone who is involved with Radio Borders today the very best and a very happy 25th anniversary.
Thank you very much. Hugh Brown.